This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The U.S. Supreme Court has issued a narrow ruling on some of the complexities of immigration law. The case is based on one Colorado man's bid to stay in the country. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
How should an immigration court count 60 days? Strictly by the calendar or only by counting business days? The case has a lot of importance for people like Hugo Monsalvo Velasquez, who's from Mexico and has lived outside of Denver for a couple of decades. An appeals court ruled he'd missed his deadline for self-deporting when it passed on a Saturday. That meant he would be involuntarily deported, all but ending any hope of one day getting legal residence. Ultimately, the high court ruled that if that 60-day mark lands on a weekend, the deadline can extend to the following Monday. Velasquez still has to leave, but by avoiding deportation, he may yet get a chance to return someday. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
State lawmakers won't consider a plan to accelerate Colorado's transition to renewable energy, at least this year. CPR's Sam Brash explains.
The potential bill would have forced investor-owned utilities like Xcel Energy to eliminate their climate impact by 2040. That's a decade earlier than currently required. A draft circulated among industry and environmental groups earlier this month. Opponents quickly organized, asking lawmakers not to consider it with just weeks left in the legislative session. State House Speaker Julie McCluskey now says she doesn't plan to allow the bill this year, but hopes conversations about the concept continue. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.